This is the Sakar Merli of the 24th of May, 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the soul conscious father is teaching you the lesson of may you be soul conscious. Your effort is to renounce body consciousness. Question. What is the first illness that develops when you become body conscious? Answer. That of being trapped in the name and form of someone. This illness makes you vicious. This is why the Father says, practice remaining soul conscious. You should not have any attachment to your bodies. Renounce attachment to bodies and remember the Father, and you will become pure. The Father is showing you the way to free yourselves from a life of bondage and to become liberated in life. This is your study. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father says that you should be soul conscious. That is, you should sit in a state of soul consciousness. Whom should you remember? The Father. You should not remember anyone except the Father. Since you receive an unlimited inheritance from the Father, you should remember him. The unlimited Father comes and says, may you be soul conscious. May you become soul conscious and continue to renounce the consciousness of the bodies. For half a cycle you have been body conscious, and for half a cycle you have to remain soul conscious. In the gold and silver ages you were soul conscious. There you are aware, I am a soul. This body is now old, and I now have to renounce it. I am going to change it. Like the example of a snake. You also renounce those old bodies and enter new bodies. That is why you now have to become soul conscious. Who makes you this? The Father, the one who is constantly soul conscious. He never becomes body conscious. Although he comes once, he does not become body conscious, because this body that he has taken on loan doesn't belong to him. He does not have any attachment to this body. The one who takes this body on loan has no attachment to it. He knows that this body has to be renounced. The Father explains, it is I who come and make you children pure. You were Satupratthana and have now become Tamupratthana. Now, in order for you to become pure, I teach you to have yoga with me. It is better to use the word remembrance than the word yoga. I teach you remembrance. Children remember their father. You children now have to remember the Father. It is the soul that remembers. When the kingdom of Ravan begins, you children become body conscious. Then the Father comes and makes you soul conscious. By becoming body conscious, you become trapped in the name and form of someone and become vicious. Otherwise, you all used to be viceless. Then, by taking rebirth, you became vicious. The Father has explained what this knowledge is and what devotion is. Devotion begins in the Copper Age, when the five vices in the form of Ravan begin. It is in Bharat that the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan are remembered. However, they don't know how long the kingdom of Rama lasts and how long the kingdom of Ravan lasts. At this time, all are Tamupratthana, those with stone intellects. They are born through vice, and that is why this is called a vicious world. There is a vast difference of day and night between the new world and this old world. There was only Barrett in the new world. No other land can become as pure as the land of Barrett was. No other land becomes as impure as the land of Barrett is. That which is pure then becomes impure, and it has to become pure again. You know that the deities were pure, and that while taking rebirth, they then became impure. They are the ones who take the maximum number of births. The father explains, I come at the end of the last of this one's many births. It is when this first one is completing his 84th birth and is in his stage of retirement that I enter him. There is the Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. However, people don't know this because they are tamopratan. Human beings do not know the biography of any of them. People worship them, but all of that is blind faith. Devotion is called the night of Brahmins, and the golden and silver ages are the day of Brahmins. Now, Brahma is the father of the people, and so there must surely be children too. It has been explained that there is the clan of Brahmins, not the dynasty. Brahmins are the top knot. The top knot is also portrayed. Then there is the highest on high, Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, who teaches you. He only has one name. However, they have given him many names on the path of devotion. There is a great deal of pomp and show on the path of devotion. There are so many images and so many temples. They create sacrificial fires, do tapasya, give donations, and perform charity, etc. They say that they will attain God by performing devotion. Who attains him? Those who come first are the ones who start doing devotion first. The Brahmins who become deities are the ones who become the king, queen and subjects. There used to be the highest deity religion of those who were completely virtuous, 16 celestial degrees full, and who were completely viceless and non-violent. There used to be limitless wealth when there was the one original deity religion in Barrett. The father reminds you that first of all it is you who belong to the deity religion who take 84 births. Not everyone takes 84 births. There are only 84 births. But they say there are 8.4 million births. They have said that the duration of every cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. The father says this drama is 5,000 years. Therefore this is knowledge. Only Shiv Baba is remembered as the ocean of knowledge. Other fathers are limited, whereas that is the unlimited Baba. Even while belonging to the limited fathers, they remember the unlimited father when they are unhappy. While they are taking rebirth, the world becomes old and tamopratan. It is then that the father comes. Liberation in life is received in a second. By whom is it given? By the unlimited father. Surely, all are living a life of bondage. You are impure and you now have to become pure again. This is a matter of a second. You study that knowledge for a long time, but this knowledge is of only a second. There human beings teach human beings. It is souls that study. However, because of body consciousness, they forget that they are souls, and they say, I am such and such a minister, I am so and so. In fact, they are just souls. They forget that a soul plays his part in the body of a Mr. or a Mrs. In fact, it is souls that play their parts through bodies. Some become one thing, and others become something else. The father explains, this old world is now going to change and become new. The history and geography of the world definitely have to repeat. The new world is Satipatthana. When a house is new, it is said to be Satipatthana. And when it becomes old and begins to deteriorate, it is said to be Tamopatthana. You have to understand the knowledge of this unlimited play and the world cycle, because this is a study. It is not devotion. Devotion cannot be called a study because there is no aim or objective in devotion. Devotees continue to study the Vedas and scriptures, etc., for birth after birth. Here, the world has to be transformed. There is no devotion in the golden and silver ages. Devotion begins in the copper age. Therefore, the father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. This is called spiritual knowledge. Who would teach spiritual knowledge? It is the Supreme Spirit. That is, it is the Supreme Father who teaches it. He belongs to everyone. No physical father can ever be called the Supreme Father. It is the Parlokic Father who is called the Supreme Father. He resides in the supreme abode. People remember the Father and say, O God, O Ishwar. In fact, he only has one name, but they have given him many names on the path of devotion. There is a great deal of expansion of devotion everywhere. All of those are the directions of human beings. Human beings now need the directions of God. God's directions are Srimat. The rosary of Sri Sri 108 is created. This rosary is created of those who belong to the household path. While taking rebirth, you descend the ladder and become insolvent. When people's intellects become insolvent, they go bankrupt. Those who were 100% solvent are now insolvent. There are locks on their intellects. Who placed those locks on them? They are Godrej locks. There is no other land as number one as Bharat was. There is a lot of praise of Bharat. Bharat is the greatest pilgrimage place for the people of all religions. However, according to the drama, the Gita has been falsified. This mistake is made by Bharat and the whole world. The Gita has been falsified by the people of Bharat. It is through this knowledge of the Gita that the Father makes the world new and grants everyone salvation. Bharat used to be the most elevated and wealthiest land of all, and it is becoming that once again. He is also called the Lord of the Tree. He brings the omens of Jupiter. The father explains, when I, the Lord of the Tree, come, the omens of Jupiter come over Bharat so that it becomes elevated. Then when Ravan comes, the omens of Rahu come. What is then the condition of Bharat? There you have long lifespans because you are pure. Within half a cycle you take 21 births. Then, in the other half of the cycle, by indulging in sensual pleasures, your lifespans become short and you take 63 births. The father now explains, you have to become Satapritan. Therefore, remember me alone. At this time, people of all religions are Tamopritan. You can give this knowledge to everyone. There is only the one father of all souls. All the rest are brothers, because we souls are the children of the one father. All of them say that Hindus and Muslims are brothers, but they don't understand the meaning of that. The soul says that is right. There is only the one father of all the brothers. It is the great Baba who has given the inheritance. He only comes in Bharat. People celebrate the birth of Shiva, but no one knows when he came. Your war is with the five vices. Lust is your foremost enemy. People burn Ravan. They don't know who he is or why they burn him. From the Copper Age onwards, you have continued to fall and become impure. On the one hand, they remember Shiv Baba and worship him, and on the other hand, they say he is omnipresent. By coming into the spinning of Maya, you defame the one who made you into the masters of the world. The father says, sweet children, you have put me into countless births. You have put me into every particle. This too is fixed in the drama. You have become such sinful souls by defaming the unlimited father. It is the kingdom of Ravan. You understand that all are devotees at this time. Who is the one who grants salvation to all? The one who establishes the land of truth is the Baba of all. Ravan cannot be called Baba. The five vices exist in everyone. People are born through vice. This is why they are called corrupt. Deities are called completely viceless. Everyone now is completely vicious. The deities were worthy of worship, and those same deities then became worshippers. People say that each soul is the supreme soul. The father says that is a mistake. First of all, have the faith that you are souls. At this time, I, this soul, belong to the Brahmin clan, and I will then go into the deity clan. This Brahmin clan is the most elevated clan. There is no dynasty of Brahmins. The top knot represents Brahmins. You are Brahmins. Shiv Baba is above everyone. They create variety form images in Bharat, but they neither show the top knot of Brahmins nor the father of Brahmins. They do not understand the significance of this. They do not even understand the meaning of the Trimurti either. Otherwise, the coat of arms of Bharat should be the Trimurti of Shiva. This is now a jungle of thorns. This is why they have made a wild animal the coat of arms. Under it they have written victory in truth. It has been shown of the Golden Age that the lion and the lamb drank water together from the same pool. Victory in truth means to gain victory over falsehood. At that time, everyone lives together like milk and sugar. They do not become like salt water. In the kingdom of Ravan, people become like salt water, whereas in the kingdom of Rama, everyone lives together like milk and sugar. This world is called a jungle of thorns. The first number thorn with which they prick one another is the vice of lust. The Father says, lust is your greatest enemy. It causes you sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. The very name is the kingdom of Ravan. The Father says, gain victory over those five vices and become conquerors of the world. Become viceless in this final birth. You have now become tamopratan and impure, and you have to become satopratan and pure again. The Ganges is not the purifier. You can clean your bodies of their dirt with the water you have at home as well, but you cannot clean souls with that. There are countless gurus on the path of devotion. There is only the one Satguru, the one who grants salvation. He is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher, and also the Supreme Satguru. He is the one who gives you the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to become Satopratan, do not remember anyone except the Father. Practice becoming soul conscious. 2. Live together like milk and sugar. Gain victory over the vices during this last birth and become conquerors of the world. Blessing. May you be a special soul who experiences and enables others to experience constant pleasure by staying under the Father's canopy of protection. When you are under the Father's canopy of protection, you are constantly safe from Maya. Maya cannot come under the canopy of protection. From having to work hard, you automatically stay in pleasure, because hard work does not allow you to experience pleasure. Such special souls who stay under the canopy of protection stay in pleasure even while studying such a high education, because they have the faith that they become victorious every cycle and that they have already passed. So constantly stay in pleasure and continue to give others the message to stay in pleasure. This is the service you have to do. Slogan. Those who do not know the secrets of the drama get upset. In Hindi, the secrets are raaz and upset is naraaz. Om Shanti.